Welcome back to the deep dive. If you're with us, you're looking for that shortest possible route to a real deep understanding.
Exactly. We take your research, your notes, whatever you bring to the table.
And we distill it. We turn it into knowledge you can actually use. So today we're doing something a little different.
A little bit, yeah.
We're not juggling a dozen sources. We're focusing on one really surgical and a potent piece of research you shared with us. It's titled Virtual Tools for Independent Acquisitions.
That's right. And what's interesting is that the source material gave us a single, highly concentrated finding. So instead of a broad thesis, we're treating this one sentence like a scientific conclusion in itself.
Every word carries weight.
It does. And our job today is to extract all the nuance from the relationship those words describe.
Okay, so let's put it out there. Here is the core finding that is the entire focus of this deep dive.
Mm-hmm.
Virtual tools assisted remote buyers in independent acquisitions.
And that's it. It's a concise statement, but it links four really powerful concepts. You have the amblers, which are the virtual tools.
Right. Then the action.
Assistance.
The actors, who are the remote buyers, and then the whole context of it, the independent acquisitions.
So understanding the functional relationship between these four pieces, that's the key. That unlocks the strategic value here.
That's the mission.
All right, let's unpack this. I think we need to start by establishing the context first. The high stakes involved. What does that term independent acquisitions really mean? This isn't just buying a stock portfolio.
Not at all. An independent acquisition implies, well, several layers of complexity. And that's precisely because it's typically self-directed.
Meaning it's not some huge corporation with a whole team.
Exactly. It's often an individual, maybe a small investment group. You don't have that massive corporate machine, that dedicated M&A team behind you. These deals, they usually involve very specialized assets.
Like what, for example? It could be a niche manufacturing plant, a specific piece of intellectual property, maybe specialized real estate, or even a business that relies heavily on unique regulatory compliance.
And when you don't have infinite resources, your tolerance for risk is, well, it's low. So the due diligence burden falls almost entirely on the buyer themselves, right?
It does. And we're not just talking about reviewing financials. It's about verifying physical realities, specialized local conditions.
Things you'd normally want to see with your own eyes.
Absolutely. The complexity isn't really financial so much as it is operational and regulatory. You might need a full environmental audit on a site.
Or confirming local permits.
Verification of complex local permits, or making sure that key specialized employees are actually locked into the operation. Traditionally, these friction points, they demand intense personal engagement.
So physical presence wasn't just helpful, it was seen as non-negotiable.
For sure. It was a mandatory step to build trust and just to ensure you had an accurate valuation of what you were buying.
Okay, so that sets a very high bar. Now let's add the second layer of friction here. The actors. The remote buyers. What happens when these buyers are geographically, you know, removed from an asset that needs that kind of granular on-site check?
Well, the word remote here is everything. It introduces distance as a major liability. I mean, just consider the overhead.
You're talking flights, hotels, time zones.
Flights, accommodation, managing time zones, and just the sheer lag time in getting information verified. And beyond that distance, it just inherently breeds distrust in high-stakes negotiations.
How do you really know what you're getting?
How do you assess the condition of specialized machinery from 5,000 miles away? Or confirm local contracts are valid? It's a huge problem.
So historically, if you were a remote buyer trying to pull off one of these independent acquisitions, you either had to accept a massive risk premium.
Right. You discount the price because of all the unknowns.
Or you'd have to hire expensive intermediaries, locals on the ground, which would just eat into your potential profits.
Precisely. That was the critical baseline assumption we all operated under. Distance equaled friction, friction equaled risk, and that risk often killed the deal entirely.
The old playbook had a very clear geographical requirement.
It did. And establishing that pre-existing difficulty is vital. It's the only way we can truly appreciate what this new finding is challenging.
Which brings us back to you, the learner. The reason you should care is that this finding is basically reporting on the dissolution of that necessity.
Mm-hmm.
It's confirming that the technology now exists to, if not eliminate, then at least substantially mitigate those classic friction points, even in these very specific high-stakes deals.
It's announcing that technology has developed a viable countermeasure to what you could call the tyranny of distance in specialized acquisitions.
So let's talk about that countermeasure, virtual tools.
Yeah.
We need to get beyond just thinking about, digital communication. What kind of functional capacity must these tools have to overcome the very specific friction points we just laid out?
Okay, so to bridge that gap between the distant remote buyer and the very localized independent acquisition, these virtual tools have to act as a kind of a functional surrogate for physical presence.
A surrogate. I like that.
Conceptually, we're talking about a mature digital infrastructure. This goes way beyond simple video conferencing.
Can you give us a conceptual idea of what that support looks like? Without naming specific products, what does it take to replace a physical site visit?
Certainly. Functionally, these tools really have to cover three critical areas. First is high-fidelity spatial visualization.
And you can see the asset.
And really see it. Think of digital twin technology, integrated 3D models, maybe AR views of assets that allow for a granular remote inspection. Less of the buyer kick the tires, but virtually.
Okay, that's one.
Second would be integrated legal and financial workflow automation. This means secure data vaults with permissions, dynamic smart contract platforms, integrated digital escrow services, tools that standardize and secure the transaction itself across different jurisdictions.
And that is a key distinction, isn't it? It moves the whole conversation from just talking about the deal to actually executing the deal with verifiable certainty.
Exactly. That's the core demand of independent, high-stakes due diligence. These tools have to compensate for the sensory input and the legal certainty you usually get from being there in person.
So their effectiveness is really measured by their ability to let someone make complex, verifiable decisions from far away.
Without increasing that risk premium we talked about.
Now, this is where the finding really lands its punch. The verb assisted. The source says these tools assisted the buyers. That's not a passive word. It implies a real, verifiable contribution.
Mm.
As analysts, when we see assisted, how do we measure the efficacy of that help? What does that word really imply?
Assisted implies a demonstrable reduction in friction that directly enabled the transaction to be completed. It means the tools didn't just, maintain the status quo. They functionally improved the buyer's ability to navigate the deal.
So we should be able to see that in the data somewhere. What would the tangible metrics be in the world of M&A?
I think they're likely threefold. First, increased completion rates for remote deals that might have been shelved before. Second, reduce transaction time.
Because you're cutting out all the travel and waiting.
Right. And third, and this is crucial, a lower risk premium being baked into the final price. If the tools provide enough verifiability, the buyer doesn't have to guess as much about the geographical unknown.
So the assistance is really defined by the tool's ability to generate trust and compliance remotely.
It is. The assistance is about risk mitigation, speed, and functional capability. It provided real, measurable support.
Turning these previously improbable transactions into successful ones.
That is the critical insight. The assistance overcame the pre-existing barriers. It confirms the technology moved from being just an add-on to being genuinely enabling. It lets remote buyers execute with the same standards as local buyers.
Okay, let's bring the four concepts together now, because the real power is in the synthesis. I'll say it one more time. Virtual tools assisted remote buyers in independent acquisitions. Looking at that complete picture, what is the powerful market implication?
The implication is, it's fundamentally market shifting. It suggests that these specific, specialized, often very localized asset markets are now globally accessible.
So technology has decoupled the deal from the geography.
It has. It's democratizing access for remote buyers. And that changes the entire pool of potential investors, which inherently increases competition for these niche assets.
So the aha moment for the listener here is realizing this isn't theoretical. It's a confirmation of functional technological maturity.
It's reporting on a proven mechanism.
If you're selling a specialized asset, your potential market just became the entire globe. And if you're a remote buyer, your selection of viable investments just multiplied.
It provides strategic validation. It confirms the digital infrastructure is now robust enough to support these high-trust, complex financial deals without requiring that expensive, time-consuming physical presence.
Which lets buyers focus their resources on analysis instead of logistics.
Exactly.
So if the finding validates the method that these virtual tools worked and these specific high-friction deals, what does that mean for future strategy? How should a learner apply this?
Well, the focus shifts completely. It moves from proving possibility to optimizing the methodology.
Okay.
Future strategy has to focus on standardizing the use of the most effective virtual tools, the ones that actually demonstrated the assistance. It means investing in capabilities that reduce information asymmetry, that accelerate contract automation, and that improve remote visualization.
So the question is no longer, can we do this remotely?
No. The question is now, how quickly and efficiently can we execute this using verified virtual means?
That's a powerful operational shift.
Yeah.
And it's all confirmed by a single, concise piece of research. The link is clear. Effective virtual tools enabled functional success for remote buyers in independent acquisitions.
And the sheer efficiency and reach this provides. It suggests that any delay in adopting these tools puts a remote buyer at a significant competitive disadvantage. It limits their market access and increases their costs.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with a final provocative thought that builds directly on this finding. The source confirms the assistance was provided, and it led to successful acquisitions.
Right. So we have to ask the necessary follow-up question about the limits of that success.
The next logical area for strategic exploration, and something for you to really consider, is this.
What are the potential limitations or, you know, the risks inherent in relying exclusively on virtual tools in these deals? What non-quantifiable elements, things like key cultural context or a seller's motivation that you might only pick up on in person?
Or those complex human relationship dynamics.
Exactly. What might still be lost in the virtual environment, even with all this effective technological assistance?
And that is the challenge of the next frontier in virtual acquisitions. Something to mull over until our next deep dive. Thank you for joining us. We hope this analysis has given you a shortcut to being well-informed on this crucial market trend.